This week on air and on WFAE's website, we're taking a look at Charlotte-Mecklenburg High School's International Baccalaureate and Advanced Placement programs. This year, 19 of CMS's 31 high schools made the 2018 Challenge Index list. That ranks AP and IB programs nationally, not by test scores, but by the number of students from a school who took an AP or IB exam. Still, there are significant disparities in the number of courses offered at the schools. Fewer advanced courses are offered in schools that have high numbers of low-income students and students of color. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports on this equity gap and what CMS is doing to try and fix it.
More than 60% of CMS high schools made the Challenge Index list, which is good, but the programs are not equal in terms of course offerings. For example, Audrey Kell has 27 AP courses. Garinger High has only 10. Audrey Kell leads the index. Garinger didn't make the list. CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox says he realizes there is a problem.
If you take a look today at, say, Audrey Kell or Garinger, what you see is we need to work to make sure that kids at Garinger have the same access without hurting the kids at Audrey Kell.
And Myers Park, Providence, Huff, and South Mech High Schools. They follow Audrey Kell at the top of the index. All are predominantly white, high-income schools that offer between 26 and 31 AP courses. But the eight predominantly low-income and minority schools that made the index only offer between 8 and 19 AP courses. The gap is even wider for schools that did not make the list. They offer between 5 and 15 advanced courses. Wilcox says it will take time to close the gap.
Because not only do you have to help build the kids' competence and skills to be ready to take those classes, but you have to develop the teachers to teach those classes as well.
You know, that's a bunch of bull.
CMS school board member Ruby Jones is a retired CMS teacher and administrator and a state education department advisor. She says many students in schools with few advanced courses could pass them if they were available. According to Jones, historically, the curriculum at schools with high-income students has been more challenging than courses offered at low-income schools.
Let's give them just the basics, and the privileged persons are seen as the ones who need this kind of quality of education.
Jones says she thinks Wilcox is committed to making changes, but disagrees with his belief that part of the disparity between low and high-income schools is because more teachers need to be trained in AP and IB instruction.
We train for what we want. That's a cop-out. I mean, yes, what you decide is your goal, you work like all hell to get to it. It's not a goal.
CMS's Chief Equity Officer Frank Barnes says getting more teachers certified in AP and IB instruction is a priority.
Is that something we're investing in every year, every summer, to increase the number of teachers in targeted areas where there appears to be more student interest and more student aptitude to succeed in?
But placing teachers where there is more perceived demand is what some education officials say is part of the problem.
In the past, we've sort of looked at it as being driven by demand.
School board member Elise Dashew.
So if enough students sign up for a class, then you can staff a teacher and then you can have the class. But how can students sign up for it if they don't even know it's an option, if they don't see other students taking this course, if it's not listed in the catalog? And so we have to figure out a way to break that cycle. And that is going to take a different way of looking at things. That's going to take some creative solutions.
Which is what CMS officials say they are doing. The district has a new academic officer, Brian Kingsley. He says his first assignment is to do an in-depth analysis of all CMS's advanced course programs.
We also want to look at the membership of those courses. It's really critical that we provide equal access to those courses, whether you're in one school in one area of our district or in another.
District officials say they are planning to set specific targets for the percentage of students they want to see enrolled in advanced courses. Last year, Barnes says they began identifying students in lower grades who have the aptitude or interest in taking AP and IB courses and plan to prepare them for those courses. But the elephant in the room is race. Education consultant James Ford says CMS focuses on the economic status of students when looking at disparities in advanced course offerings, but not the fact that most of the students in schools with fewer challenging courses are of color. Ford says both need to be acknowledged. He taught at Garinger High, which has mainly low-income students of color and only offers 10 advanced placement courses.
What we do know is that ultimately it's a racialized opportunity gap. And so whether it's intentional or not, it breaks down in ways that break along lines of race and along socioeconomic status. What you look like and where you go to school determines, you know, access to rigorous courses and course of study.
College board officials who administer AP courses also have found that there is both a racial and income gap when it comes to access to advanced courses. Ford thinks part of it has to do with low expectations for students of color, even when they excel in their early years.
The education system has a very sordid history of tracking students, pushing them along certain courses of study that sort of shuffle them into certain social cast. Unfortunately, a lot of that has been according to race. And so when it comes to low-income kids or kids of color, a lot of students end up falling through the cracks. A lot of affluent kids and a lot of white kids end up being shoveled into those rigorous classes who have not proven the level of aptitude that will require one to be an AP or IB class.
About 85% of students at West Mecklenburg High are of color, and just under 35% are low income. 11 AP courses are offered there. The school's PTA treasurer, Colin Pinckney, says he's pleased with the quality of the advanced courses his children took at West Mech and would like to see more, but
I know that West Mech has also pushed kind of work readiness as part of the curriculum, you know, providing classes that students could take from and have be job ready if they didn't go to college.
The disparities at CMS are not unique to the district. State Board of Education Chair Eric Davis says it's a statewide problem.
It's a complex issue right at the heart of the equity issue that we face in North Carolina and that we have to solve because there are far too many students that are not getting the level of preparation or the opportunity to take courses like you're describing and to reach the level of academic achievement that we all need them to.
Davis says they are getting assistance from the Greensboro-based Racial Equity Institute in developing a strategic state plan to close the income and racial gap associated with advanced course programs. He and CMS officials say the issue is a top priority because the data is clear that more needs to be done and now. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.